Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bone-chilling cold and heavy snow are snarling travel across the country in the lead-up to Christmas. We begin with the dicey drive. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Driving on roads in the Midwest is going to be nearly impossible as we go into the afternoon and evening. Blizzard warnings will come into effect in portions of Indiana and Michigan. You've got winds gusting 40 to 60 miles an hour, so you're bringing visibility to near zero.
There are now more than 1,500 flight cancellations in the U.S. today, many at Chicago's O'Hare.
Carolyn Johnson is part of a group of nine that's traveling together, and it's been nail-biting time.
My original flight was canceled, and so right now we're just standby passengers. But we have a cruise to get to Friday, so we're trying everything we can.
Savannah Perkins was in a great mood. Her flight to Jamaica was on, and before the snowstorm is over here, she'll be taking it easy.
You guys being stuck in the house and I'm on the beach.
Bernie Tafoya for CBS News, Chicago.
A day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky flew to Washington to address a joint session of Congress, we are just learning the U.S. Treasury has issued fresh sanctions against Russia. Zelensky urged lawmakers to continue sending aid and weaponry to his country. Crypto fraud king Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to make his first court appearance in the U.S. today. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams is urging others involved in FTX scheme to come forward.
If you participated in misconduct at FTX or Alameda, now is the time to get ahead of it. We are moving quickly, and our patience is not eternal.
Bankman-Fried's ex-girlfriend and ex-FTX co-founder are already cooperating with investigators. The CDC is predicting an uptick in serious COVID cases. It's forecasting the pace of new hospital admissions and deaths will likely increase over the next 4 weeks. Life expectancy in the U.S. fell again last year to the lowest level since 1996, correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
COVID-19 and opioid overdoses drove the numbers higher. COVID was the third leading cause of death for a second straight year in 2021 after cancer and heart disease. And overdose deaths have risen fivefold over the past two decades. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death.
Governments tweaked the numbers on economic growth. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
With this latest upward revision, GDP expanded by an annualized 3.2% rate in the recent third quarter. That's not consistent with the notion of a recession, but many economists and business leaders believe the risks of a recession are...
This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 o'clock Saturday morning. A slow-moving storm system will dump 3 to 7 inches of snow across Wisconsin. Wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour will cause blowing and drifting snow. Wind chills could get as cold as 35 below. Travel will be hazardous today and tomorrow. Lawmakers are designating more than $306 million for community projects around Wisconsin. Congress this week votes on the $1.7 million omnibus spending package to keep the government running through September of next year. Among other things, the earmarked money will go to pay for buses and health centers in Milwaukee and emergency services in rural areas. In sports, the Bucks lost to Cleveland last night 114-106. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Save my soul.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
It's Thursday, so that means Dr. Mike is here to fix your life and your lineup.
Pray on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Pray on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Wisconsin, we are recording live from WFHR. Jane, how are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well. And it's good to hear you because we are not in the same location. We are the advances in technology. I am up in Wisconsin Rapids enjoying the winter wonderland that is this whole area. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't know. How are things faring down there, Jane?
We have really light snow right now, so there's not too much going on. But apparently a little later this afternoon is when that first big burst is going to come through. And I don't know. I think it was in Wyoming. It dropped 25 degrees in 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. So
wow.
Yeah.
That is a flash freeze.
Yeah,
I would think is that the technical term for that?
They're calling it a bomb cyclone.
Gosh,
meteorologists.
Well, meteorologists.
They have meetings. What should we call this?
They have to have a creative outlet somewhere, and it happens to be in how they name things.
Well, now you guys drove up to Rapids last night. How were the roads when you left?
Totally fine. We left around 4:30. Traffic actually wasn't that bad. Roads weren't that bad. The only thing, I have to drive in the dark because yesterday was the shortest day of the year.
Right.
But besides that, it was totally fine. And so by the time we got to my parents' house in Rapids, it certainly started to snow. And I think really up here, there's only about 3 inches. Everything's we already had a lot more snow than we had in Milwaukee, Waukesha area. But hopefully, fingers crossed, everyone's staying safe. Everyone has changed their plans accordingly. Joke's on us if this whole thing ends up being just a light dusting. But at least it'll be pretty.
It will be atmospheric for Christmas, that's for sure. Although it's going to stay bitterly cold even through Christmas morning. I think those wind chills like 10 to 25 below zero. So Santa's going to have to do some bundling, but he'll be fine.
Did you weather any of the crazy lines at Costco or Woodman's or any of all the people who are doing their preparations to hunker down?
I went on Tuesday and it was nutso on Tuesday.
So okay.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be because we have the combo of the holiday and then the winter, you know, snowmageddon where we may never have milk again. And so, yeah, it's if you have to do some running to the store today, you better get it out of the way.
You're here. Well, my mom already took care of that.
So
the benefits of being an adult child is still having your mother want to take care of everything. All right. We have a great show today. I'm very excited about the guests that we have coming up. We're going to start with a lead story. But when we come back at 11:30, it's Thursday. So Dr. Mike is going to fix your life and your lineup. But it's the holiday edition. So we have some questions about handling trying to be sober for the first time at Christmas, trying to handle grief during the holidays, or maybe just trying to handle obnoxious family members. And so Dr. Mike will be here to answer those questions and help me because I made it to the playoffs in my fantasy lineup. So he'll give
you
some... I am.
Wow.
So he will give you some pointers on how to go into week two of that. And then at 12, President Morna Foy, who is the Wisconsin Technical College System president, she's going to join us because a couple weeks back we talked about the increased enrollment rates at the in the technical system, the technical college system in Wisconsin. So we wanted to get her on the phone to see, hear a little bit more about what's working, what's not working, and what role the technical college system will play in higher education. And is it a bigger role than it's played in the past? Then we'll have some more headlines after Morna leaves us. And then I'm really excited for this. Rob Perro, who is the owner of the first Native-owned CBD company in Wisconsin, but he also started a new organization called Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association, which is a national organization that is lobbying advocacy as far as different Indigenous groups and different tribes across the nation and how they can get into cannabis, CBD, hemp, and make businesses out of that. So I'm really excited to hear kind of his experience with that and the importance of empowering different groups of how they can benefit on something that it feels inevitable as far as eventually this is going to be legal. Whether or not Wisconsin legalizes this before we do federally, anybody's call. But then at the end of the show, Wisconsin Beer Baron is back. Chris Drosner will be here to talk about different holiday brews, special edition, and also a reminder that breweries in the slow months post-holidays could definitely use your support. And so he will be here to end out the show. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's a good lineup. And so as always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. But I figured, you know, this happened on Tuesday, but it still isn't done. So it's still news. But the lead story I wanted to talk about today is not Zelensky going to Congress yesterday, though that I think probably was the biggest story I saw as far as everyone covering what he said, how Congress reacted, the thunderous applause. But what I really want to talk about is the spending bill, because you don't have to feel bad about how much you spent in the holidays, because our Congress is about to spend a lot. And it's not passed yet, unless I missed something, but on
They better get going because on my Twitter feed, I just saw about an hour ago that some GOP senator mentioned to a journalist, yeah, maybe we should have started this sooner because they're going to end up having all their flights canceled if they wait too much longer.
That is a good point. That is a real, I didn't even think about them trying to get home. But basically, so that they have to pass this in order to keep the government open, they have to pass the spending bill by tomorrow. I mean, by the 24th, I guess. And so it's like midnight on Friday. But on Tuesday, they unveiled a $1.7 trillion spending bill. Trillion with a T. And it needs to pass both chambers before the current budget expires at the end of the week. But if it fails to pass the Senate, Republicans did say that they will support a placeholder measure to avoid a partial government shutdown. I just figured, you know, these are fat bills. I don't know what the page count is right now on this one, but there's a lot in there. This is a lot of negotiation, and it's not just spending. So I thought we'd spend a little time this segment. Maybe it bleeds into the next segment. Just kind of the things I picked out as far as being important to know what's in it and also what's not in it. And so most of this is defense. So $858 billion is for the military.
Which is more, that's more than they asked for.
Well, it's also a 10% bump from the current level. I don't know if that's also part of the money that's different than the money that's going to Ukraine. This is why all of this is very complicated. But then also domestic spending, not including money that goes to veterans, is going to go up less than the inflation rate. to $772 billion. It's funny because as I was trying to prep for this segment and pull these numbers out, I'm just not, so not a numbers person, that reading the numbers is just like, feels so abstract. For like, how much is that?
How many zeros are we talking?
It's hard to even picture that much money. But there is going to be $119 billion for veteran healthcare, which is a 22% increase. There's $45 billion is going to go to Ukraine, which is more than Biden asked for. There's money for storm and wildlife relief. There's money for low-income households to deal with heating costs. That's about $5 billion. And then $1 billion to strengthen Puerto Rico's energy grid. So there's stuff. But it's also the things that don't feel like they necessarily have to do with spending that got snuck into this. I don't know. Snuck is maybe not the right word. But they're in there. And it feels like it doesn't have anything to do with spending. But here we go. The first one is the TikTok ban. So that's the TikTok ban, not for all, like you and I, Jane, I know you're on there. You're a voyeur. You're not making TikTok.
Exactly.
Someday I make it to you to do a dance though. The same thing that Republicans in Wisconsin requested of Tony Evers, which was to ban having TikTok on any state agency phones. They snuck that into, they put that into this bill so that any government devices can't have TikTok on. So that's in this. There's an earlier end to COVID rules is going to be part of this bill. So bill, it's a bipartisan deal to end COVID era Medicaid policy that gave states more funding and barred them from kicking people off federally funded insurance. So that's part of this. And the Electoral Count Reform Act is in here. So it's basically the trying to prevent January 6th from happening again. And it basically clarifies that Congress has no say in whether to ratify the Electoral College votes. And then it's the VP's job to simply count them publicly. And so this would make it significantly more difficult for lawmakers to challenge presidential election results. But this is maybe my favorite. At the urging of Maine's lobster industry, the bill also includes a provision to delay restrictions on nets for lobster fishing that are intended to protect endangered North Atlantic right whales. Feels very specific and random to be in our government. Like, let's keep the government open, but make sure the lobster thing's in there too.
It's priorities, Kristen.
It is priorities. And so I don't have a strong opinion on this as far as what should or shouldn't. I think it's kind of similar to what a lot of people always say as far as what's actually in bills once they get through Congress and the amount of negotiation of what gets in and what doesn't get in, feels like, why can't they just be leaner? Maybe someone can tell me why they can't be leaner, because that's kind of where I stand on this, is that similar to the health insurance programs where you have to have a law degree to understand what's all in this bill. But when we come back for the break, I'm also interested in just highlighting what didn't make it in, whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe it's legislation that will move forward on its own. I don't know. But for now, as always, you can join us on the phone or via text 844-967-2789. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy.
From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy this afternoon with snow likely. Highs level off around 27. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Snow likely. Lows around 7 below. Snow likely tomorrow. High of 1 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Recording live from Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR. Always love being up to be up here with some of our other colleagues in the Civic Media Network. And a reminder, if you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple or Spotify. And you can always join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We are talking about the $1.7 trillion spending proposal that hopefully they get done today or tomorrow, if they potentially have to get stuck. I guess that's a good question. I feel like part of the job is if you get stuck in D.C. doing your job and you can't make it home, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
Yeah, I don't think the senators kind of feel the same way.
Apparently, of course they don't want to do that, but I'm just saying, like, it's the job. It's what the job description is. It's like, it's more important for you to make sure the government doesn't shut down than for you to be with your kids. I'm sorry if that sounds really harsh.
Boy, you're a tough taskmaster.
Have a different job then. Don't be a senator.
It's like you actually expect them to serve their constituents. What's wrong with you? I mean, yesterday, Chuck Grassley apparently had a note on his desk that said, just a reminder, we need to get this done. A bunch of us have flights to catch.
So yeah, I think that was the interesting thing. And again, I didn't see it feel like, from what I read, there was anything earth-shattering around Zelensky's address to Congress yesterday. It was the first time he was on U.S. soil. My brother noted, he's like, I couldn't wear a suit. I was like, I don't think that's his, like, vibe anymore.
They're in the middle of a war, for heaven's sakes. I heard that criticism, too, from some of the right-wing broadcasters. Are you kidding me?
Anyways, I just feel like, was it necessary to do that before? Was, like, that address part of getting this bill done? Or could they have done it separately? Because that feels like a day wasted that they could have gotten this done otherwise, unless I'm not understanding how the two correlated. But
what confuses me is that they all behave like this is all a complete surprise to them. It's not like four people just wrote this up on Monday. This is an ongoing, long process, and
happens every year. It feels like this happens every year.
It's an amazing thing, and yet they're all, well, I didn't have a chance to read it. Well, what have you been doing?
Well, so speaking of going back to some of the things that were left on the cutting room floor for this very big bill that you may have opinions on. I am just presenting as facts. One is the very popular extension of the Enhanced Child Tax Credit that was pushed by Democrats is not going to be in this bill. Biden wanted $9 billion to help combat the COVID pandemic and address emergency needs, but Republicans never wanted to provide any cash. So additional pandemic aid, or at least that money, is not in this bill. Part of this was also someone was, I don't know who was trying to put this in there, but the Safe Banking Act, so all caps S-A-F-E, which would have given cannabis industry companies increased access to financial services, but that is not going to be in this bill because, as you know, I mean, for people who are unfamiliar, any states that have companies that are selling cannabis, they basically can't put their money in federal banks. And so I think it's a lot of getting paid in cash. And I don't even know what they end up doing. Is it just like local community banks that are not, don't have like a federal charge, or like, I don't even know how you manage your books as a cannabis company. You can't have your money in the bank.
Well, exactly. And I would think that this would lead to lots of opportunities for hanky panky.
Yeah, absolutely. There was also a bipartisan agreement to narrow the sentencing disparities between crack and powder cocaine. And that was at one point potentially going to be in the bill. It's now been booted out. But that feels like something that should still move forward since those, they're both drugs, they're both illegal drugs. And there's, feels like there's some baked in racism there of why one has a harsher sentence than the other. And then finally, because of course I would highlight this one, this bill will not be helping pregnant workers. Legislation that would expand protections for pregnant workers called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act got left out of the bill after being stalled in the Senate for months, despite support from groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the ACLU, and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. But, you know.
Come on, ladies.
No, fairness.
Come on. Women used to give birth in fields and then go back and pick more fruit. I don't know.
You're fine.
Come on.
So, yeah. So, less of a strong stance on any of this, but just figured it was worth trying to summarize what will be in this bill if they get it done, what could have been the bill but was negotiated out. And if you have thoughts on that, if you have strong feelings on what is or is not in this bill, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And that's, do you have any closing thoughts on that, Jane?
I want to wish them all a really mediocre Christmas.
All of them. All right. Well, we are going to go take a break, but when we come back, Dr. Mike will be here to fix your life and your lineup. If you have any specific holiday questions, we are having a theme today. And as I said before, we're going to be talking about, we have some questions already about handling being sober during the holidays, handling grief if you are going through a hard time during the holidays, or just handling obnoxious family members. Because I'm very grateful that I don't have that obstacle, but I know plenty of people do. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Wind Lake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Heavy snow, wind, and bitter cold have moved in across much of the country as travelers struggled to get to their holiday destinations. This driver at a rest stop near Chicago.
No one is ever ready for the cold. especially in negative degrees.
Today's flight cancellations in the U.S. have just hit 1,700. The Treasury Department's issued new sanctions against Russia a day after Volodymyr Zelensky flew to the U.S. to urge Congress to continue sending aids and weapons to Ukraine. Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan says he's up against Republican resistance.
You still do have people like Mike McCaul, the head of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Mike Turner, the head of the Intelligence Committee, who see this as so essential. But it will be a harder thing to secure going forward.
The CDC downgrading its COVID forecast. Health officials are now predicting new hospital admissions and deaths will likely increase over the next 4 weeks. Last week, they forecast each would remain stable. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. You may need to change your holiday travel plans. A winter storm warning is in effect. Until 6 a.m. on Saturday, we could see 3 to 7 inches of snow across parts of Wisconsin. The winds, an even bigger concern. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour could cause major visibility issues tonight and through tomorrow. Wind should gradually decrease on Saturday. Wind chill values expected to be between 10 and 20 below zero through Sunday morning. If you're flying, contact your airline, not the airport, to find out if flights are running on time. Wisconsin senators earmarking money for more than $306 million for community projects across the state. The $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package set to be voted on by Congress this week. Its passage funds the government through September of next year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend. Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
You steady chasing that big car, just live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast on asgoeswisconsin.com or Apple or Stitcher. But it is that time of the week. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here to answer your questions about your life and your fantasy football lineup. If this is the first time you're listening to this segment, let me tell you, he works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's been featured on NPR and in the Washington Post, and he teaches counseling at New York University. He, for the last 16, 15 weeks, has been helping us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also loves to help people make free, easy money on DraftKings and FanDuel. So he helps us do a little over-under and different games for that. And he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you both. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. How are you?
We're doing great. Is Colorado going to get hit by this storm?
Yeah, we got smashed last night.
Yeah.
We were going into bed and like, all right, let's close the blinds. And it was like, a horror show. It was wild. Actually, I'm saying farewell to you all in about 30 minutes. And we're immediately taking a car and going to the airport and hoping that our flight is not canceled. As of right now, it's on time. But keep us in your thoughts and prayers, Wisconsin, will you? And we're doing our best to get out of here. So we're going to a warmer, greener pastures in Las Vegas, Nevada, tonight. So hopefully we make it there. Otherwise, I'll be right here where you're looking.
Otherwise, you'll be back. You can come back tomorrow.
Yeah. We're really hoping is that the Amex Lounge lets us in, because that's our happy place. So if we get in, they can't kick you out. Right? So if the flight's delayed, you get to stay. But if your flight's like canceled, you can't get in. So we just want to get in the lounge, and then we're going to be like what was that, the Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal, where he kind of like lives at the airport? That's up to the Amex Lounge for the next week, and I couldn't be more thrilled about it.
All right. Well, speaking of Christmas, I thought we would do a little bit of a theme today, since it is the holidays. You will be back next Thursday, but as far as leading up to this weekend with Christmas, and also all the other holidays that are celebrated around this time of year. And it's not always the easiest time, as much as the Hallmark movies and the ethos is joy and happiness and thoughtfulness and giving. It's a hard time of year for a lot of people. And so kind of wanted to have a couple different questions that have been submitted that tackle some of the different hard parts of the holidays. And so this first one is about family. Dr. Mike, with the holidays approaching, I am starting to become anxious. I have a family member who ruins every holiday she doesn't have control over. He excludes some family members. My children and grandchildren don't like to associate with her, but attend holiday events at her home to keep the peace. If I host the holiday, everyone is included, but I'm getting older, and even with my children's help, it's difficult for me. My husband and I have thought about going on vacation just to get away from this particular relative, but then we don't get to spend the holidays with the rest of our large extended family. This woman has ruined our holidays for almost 40 years. Sheesh. I can't take it anymore. Please tell me what to do.
Oh man, you know, as Kristen said in my intro, working less and less as a psychologist, you know, I'm working more and more as a executive coach, career coach, which a lot of times ends up being a lot of light stuff, right? People say, I want to go do this thing, or, you know, change my job, or sell my business, or do whatever, because I want to spend more time with my kids, because I want to have a better relationship with my wife or husband or whatnot. It ends up becoming a lot of quote unquote life coaching, which I know has got a bad stigma, but it becomes an umbrella term. And so the thing with being a licensed psychologist is they're not usually going to tell you what you should do. I love when people end their blurb like they had sent to you, what should I do? Because I'm not speaking to you as a licensed psychologist right now, am I? I'm speaking to you as a coach. You know what I think you should do? Tell this lady to go. I'm not gonna cuss on air, Jane. Don't worry about it. But you know, you want to go on vacation? Go on vacation. And you invite a couple of the family members who you like to come with you, right? If you throw a party, it's been 40 years, she's been ruining it, you can ruin one for her and don't invite her. Maybe you're just catching me in a spicy mood right before I'm going on vacation and I've had a little bit too much coffee today, but I'm saying what I mean and I mean what I say. Forget it. It's called a holiday. You know, like in the UK, they call it holiday. Like, I'm going on a holiday. And it usually means I'm going to like Ibiza, or I'm going to like South America, and it's going to be fantastic. And they say holiday like this because they have a good time. We go, I'm going on Christmas vacation. Yeah, great. Have you seen that movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? It's a nightmare. Nobody wants to do that, right? So either host who you want to host at your house or go somewhere. And I know this is going into a totally other segment that we can have in the new year, but I'm really fascinated with the idea of guilt. And what I'm hearing here, what I'm reading between the lines, is this person feels a little guilty, right? When somebody comes, when I host, everyone's invited. I don't want to go on vacation because I don't want to not spend time with family who I actually love. My unsolicited advice to you is to drop the guilt, do what you actually want to do with your holiday, right? Jane, you're married to somebody from the UK. If I'm correct, they know how to let loose. They know how to turn off. They know how to say when I'm off, I'm off. Don't text me. Don't email me. Leave me alone. Am I wrong about that, Jane?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's a much more European attitude too, Dr. Mike, about I'm on vacation. I'm on holiday. It means I'm not here. And I don't exist now for the next week.
That's right. I can't tell you how many people I talk to the first week back after the new year. It's January 3rd or something. And I say, hey, how was it? How was your break? And all of them, sorry, 80% of them say, I'm more tired than I was at work. I wish I just worked. That was worse, right? I had to travel. The flights were canceled. I finally get there. My mother-in-law says, why are you late? Then the mean aunt who's been ruining my life for 40 years, ruined my life for a 41st year. And I say, well, spend thousands of dollars to come out the country to meet you jerk and then like not have fun for the 100th time in a row. Look, it's they want control when they're hosting. You take control when you're hosting. Invite who you actually want to invite or go to Hawaii or something and enjoy yourself. That's my advice.
So I just want to have a follow-up question because I have had multiple people and that I've tried to counsel. I don't have a PhD in this, but I do my best. That this idea, partially from this question of keeping the peace mm-hmm. and what is the with family, sometimes immediate family, sometimes extended family, you know, the balance between having boundaries mm-hmm. and keeping the peace for everyone's sake. Mm-hmm. And what advice do you have for people who feel like they're constantly being the bigger person or they're being asked to be the bigger person? Because that's just how mom is. That's just how mm-hmm. my sister is. Like, just like, can't you just, yeah. and like the, it falls on certain personality types to just get over it or not hold that boundary. Because the other one's always difficult, and that's just how they are, and we've all accepted that that's how they are.
Right. Two parts of that. One is that I was raised Roman Catholic, and what we do is that we take a lot of stuff that we don't like, and we listen to it, and we bottle all down, and then we die of a heart attack at 44 years old. That's kind of our thing, right? So if you want to have that, knock yourself out, keep the peace, and then, you know, you'll be 6 feet under and it'll be very peaceful for you for a very long time. Your other option is to once in a while show people what you actually want to do and who you actually are. You don't need to be a jerk. You don't need to call this person and say, you're uninvited and you're out of the family and I hate you. I'm not saying that, but keep the peace within inside you. How about that, Kristen? You know, as opposed to trying to make everybody else happy. It's your holiday too. I don't know if this person is, they have a spouse or if they have kids or other things too. It's like, do you really want them to associate the holidays with you being stressed forever? Maybe when they grow up, they're not going to want to come to your house because you're so stressed and because you created this idea that whatever you celebrate, Christmas or whatnot, is a hard, stressful, nightmare time, and that they would rather go to Hawaii without you, right? You don't want to do that. I also, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, maybe a lot of weeks ago. Time has been strange this year. About the idea of, I think somebody was talking about at work, saying that my boss doesn't respect me or my coworkers don't respect my time or whatnot. And we had this idea of we all train or teach people how to treat us. We really, really do. So the longer that you keep the peace, quote unquote, the longer that you just bottle it up and that you are the bigger person, the more they're going to require you to do that, right? That nothing's going to change there. So if you want people to treat you differently, then start showing them that, hey, you know, like, yeah, I'll do 2 or 3 years in a row at this place, but then we're going to go on vacation. We're going to go someplace warm. We're going to go have we want to have this Christmas at the Vatican. Maybe we want to have this one, you know, in Scottsdale and get a little tan, come back feeling good with our vitamin D. Maybe we want to do that. It will come and keep the peace every couple of years, right? But look, you're not going to be nominated for sainthood because you put up with a jerk aunt for 40 years. You know, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have bad blood pressure and a lot of resentment in your life. And if you think that the people around you don't understand that, that they don't pick up on that, and it doesn't affect your relationship with people who aren't hurt, you're wrong. So do what you can do for yourself. And you know, to Jane's point about the UK, you know, situation, they go on holiday, they check out, you know, treat yourself to that once in a while and keep the peace in your most immediate circle.
All right. So this next one, I think is probably a lot of people have to deal with this, but trying to stay sober during the holidays. Dr. Mike, I'm a 32-year-old single female alcoholic and addict. I think I'm dreading Christmas for a few reasons. Last year, I got a DWI right before Christmas, and because of money and humiliation and COVID, I didn't fly home for Christmas. My family knows about the DWI, and they know I went to rehab this summer. They've been supportive for the most part, but I haven't seen them since going to rehab, and the last time I did see them, it was awkward. I have a lot of anxiety around seeing extended family more than my immediate family. I don't want to have to explain myself or talk about it with them. I'm just not ready to. Also, my family is a big wine family, and I know it will be weird to be the only one not imbibing. Where I live, I have a pretty good support system. I'm scared about being away and feeling alone. It's also my first Christmas with the family since breaking up with my boyfriend of 4 years. Do you think it's a bad idea for me to go? I don't know if I should come up with an excuse or suck it up. I love them and miss them, but it's giving me so much anxiety.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I promise I'm not punting this question. I'm going to say this part and then I'll answer it. My first response to that is, if you have been in rehab and if you are still, you know, part of a community that's supportive, I don't know if AA or something like that's involved, my first piece of advice is lean on those people. I'm going to give you my response to it, but don't lean on me or anybody else. Lean on the people who've like been with you from the beginning of this recovery. They know you, and they probably know via you. They know your family, right? And so I'm getting a snapshot right now, and I don't want to tell anybody to live your life based on a snapshot, especially when addiction is involved. So that would be my first piece of advice. Talk to your sponsor, talk to their therapist or counselor, talk to your very best friends who have been with you from day one around that. They know way more than I do about you and your family, okay? Secondly, I would say, you know that phrase, meet people where they are, right? Somebody's not ready for something, don't push them into something, like be, you know, thinking about that. I really like that piece of advice in general, but I also like it when we turn it on ourselves. Let's listen to ourselves and meet us where we are, right? If you really in your heart of hearts feel that you're not ready, you know, I don't advise lying to folks, but make up an excuse if you have to, or say that you're not ready, right? On the one hand, I think if you want your family to be more supportive of you, and they're kind of a wine family, and you want them to be more supportive and not ask questions and make it awkward or talk about your breakup, then one thing we can do is we can give our families an opportunity to be somebody different, right? How great, let's go do that. But on the other hand, if it's going to ruin your holiday, like we just talked about in the last story, mm-hmm. It's your holiday, and if you know you can have support elsewhere and you really don't feel ready for that, I might pay attention to that and say, I'll go there maybe next year when I'm feeling a little bit more ready. You sound a little raw and vulnerable, and I would pay attention to that.
All right. Very good advice. Well, there's more where that came from. If you have any questions, 844-967-2789, because Dr. Michael McCutcheon will still be here when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. This is As Goes.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal. only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. High of 27 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, with snow likely. Northwesterly winds, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely, 7 below. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 1 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Personal foul, 69. Offense, he was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. This is the continuation of our weekly segment with Dr. Mike, who fixes your life and your lineup. And he had a costume change during the break. You're looking very festive. Are you going to wear that to the airport?
Well, that's a great idea. Maybe I will. I think that sounds great. I'm channeling my inner Jane here with the festivity. Thank you, Jane, for the inspiration. Yeah, it's like I told you, I'm on vacation in 9 minutes.
Nine minutes. Jane wore. I'm the only one who left out. I'm still holding out that we're going to be able to have a live show tomorrow. There's a chance people can't get to the studio that we may have to do a rerun, but we're hoping to be able to still do a live show. I have lots of Christmas themed nerd things for tomorrow. As far as the, when did NORAD start following Santa, and like a bunch of history stuff that I'm excited to do tomorrow. But I think Jane hedged her bets and she wore her festive gear today. So I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, I just have a bad feeling about getting in tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
And see. All right. So we don't have to really change anything, but just a quick proud moment that I am in the final. I'm in the playoffs for my team. So we're very excited about that. I won last week. And so we will see how this week goes. But
you've only lost it once or twice.
And most of those times it was because of Michael Sampson. So we will blame, if I don't win the whole league, we'll just blame him.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't have a specific question from a listener for this one, but I think it's an important topic to at least get some general tips or advice on. You know, last week, I think I said on air before we got COVID, I lost my cousin. I have a loved one in the hospital who will be in the hospital over Christmas. And for a lot of people, it's even for people who it's not a recent death, it's because grief's not linear. Holidays are always hard because you still miss your mom who died 10 years ago or your child who died unexpectedly. And so what advice do you have for people as they, who don't necessarily love the holidays because it's a reminder of either people who've passed or relationships that are gone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, I just want to say your cousin Corbin was the best and he was truly a unique person. And, the phrase one of one really applied to him. He was really, really great. And he really, really lived his life. And I'm really happy and honored that I got to know him when I did. And he's really, really great. And he will be missed. And but on the larger question, you know, I think we all have to think about grief in general, like, you know, in our own ways, right? You know, some people like to celebrate someone's life and some people really feel that they need to mourn for a while. And that's okay. And however you mourn is sort of up to you. I think as far as trying to enjoy the holidays via the grief, I think that's kind of what we're asking here. How can I get through the holidays and still enjoy time with those who are with us without having that be a pall over the whole situation, right? That's the tough thing, especially when there are little ones around, right? They would be talking about the miracle of Christmas, and you think, you know, I lost my father when I was young during this time. How can I possibly be joyous, right? I just think it's about our work around Christmas time or holiday time and the other months of the year. So, you know, maybe we'll do a resolutions conversation next week or the week after, but that might be one for you to sort of think about in 2023, right? How can I, you know, really process this morning? Does it mean counseling? Does it mean meditation? Does it mean prayer? Does it mean journaling, right? Does it mean having conversations with people who are close to me and making sure that we're also creating space for that? I think if you are on the celebration side, let them be a part of it, right? You know, think about, you know, show photos of your loved one to the people around you. Talk about this and make it feel like it's not something that's, you know, solely a loss. It absolutely is a loss. But one way that I try to think about grief is we are actually very lucky to be able to grieve. We should feel grateful that we ever cared about somebody and loved somebody enough that we feel grief a day later, a year later, decades later. We loved that strongly. They influenced our lives and the people around us, you know, that significantly, that their loss is actually meaningful to us. What a beautiful thing, right? And sort of lean into that, right? So yes, on the one hand, miss them, grieve them, wish they were here, and also try to be grateful that you had them and celebrate the fact that you did, and maybe even share that with the people who are close to you.
That was a very good answer, Dr. Mike. All right. Well, let's end on a high note. Let's end on a fun note, because obviously there's a lot of football that is still happening this weekend. So let's make some free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. So first scenario, Thursday night football tonight on Amazon Prime. Please give us a sponsorship. Sounds like a dud, but it actually has huge playoff implications. The New York Jets host the Jacksonville Jaguars, with both teams fighting for their playoff lives. What is the best bet in this game?
This is such an interesting game. If you just think about these two crappy organizations, why would I watch this? Well, first of all, these two quarterbacks were drafted last year, about a year and a half ago. Number one, Trevor Lawrence, and number two, Zach Wilson, the very embroiled Zach Wilson. If you've not followed Zach Wilson's timeline the last year and a half, Jane, I know you haven't. It's worth a Google. It's Z-A-C-H Wilson. Jane, I'm telling you right now, it's really worth it. This man has been accused of being a bad teammate and was never a captain on his college football team. He's been accused of breaking up with his girlfriend to sleep with his mom's best friend. And this year, he lost his starting. Jane, this is a soap opera. Great. This year, he lost his starting role to somebody who's never been a starter in the league, and everybody was celebrating it. So it's wild stuff in addition to the game. What's the best bet, though? You want some free money? I just checked on DraftKings about an hour ago, and Zach Wilson is supposed to get 0.5 touchdowns, which means, do you think he'll get zero touchdowns, or do you think he'll get one or more, right? Smash the over on this. Take over.
I'm about to be on an interview, so what's up?
Oh, shit. Nothing important. I just wanted to tell you something.
That's our next guest. We can hear you. And so,
smash the over on Zach Wilson touchdowns, especially because the Jets are favored to win this game. They're favored to win, so they got to score some touchdowns. Zach Wilson's obviously going to score a touchdown in this game, even though he's saying, Jane, Google him. You'll love it.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to let you go. We're going to move on. And so we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Dr. Mike, love you so much. Have a very happy, Merry Christmas. I hope your flight is not canceled. Otherwise, bring a Snuggie for the Amex Lounge.
That's right. I'll see you all next week. And Merry Christmas to you both.
All right. When we come back, we'll have the news and Wisconsin College System President Morna Foy.
Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all some time and give
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.